It houses his plan for salvation. And it contains his will for my life. Now point to yourself and say, I will do as 2 Timothy 2 and 15 states. Say, I will study to show myself approved unto God so that I can be a worker for God who won't need to be ashamed, but I'll be able to rightly divide this word, which is God's truth. In Jesus' mighty and matchless name, I speak it forth by faith, and all that are in agreement said amen. Now bow your head as I yield myself to the Holy Spirit. Father God, we're so ingratiated by this time that we have in your presence. As I teach doctrinal truth, Father God, on tithe and offering today, I ask you to bless the hearts and minds of your people. Those that are walking a crooked way, I'm asking you to allow them to walk up a straight and narrow path. Allow them to know that the church does not need their money, but they need everything that you have for them that pertains to life and godliness. Help them to understand and comprehend, Father God. I come against the spirit of ignorance and the hard-heartedness. I ask you to take every hard heart and give them a heart of flesh, Father God. Allow their money to talk to you for them. For you say where a man's treasure is, that's where his heart will be also, Father God. For those that build your house, I ask you to build their house, Father God. I ask you to allow them to always have all sufficiency in every good work so they can do the kingdom's bidding. In Jesus' name, all that in agreement said, amen. Now, last week, we stopped at 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and talking about finances. I don't want to go through a long, long review on today, simply because I have so many scriptures that I want to read to you all and I normally don't get to them. I asked the question one time, how many of you all want money? How many of you all want a lot of it? How many of you all know that money only handles money problems? How many of you all know that God wants you more than he wants your money? But how many of you know if God gets you, he'll get a portion of your money if you do things God's way? I want all of us to know that God has given us an anointing to prosper. As you can see today, I'm not as cranked up as I normally am because I don't want to get so emotional and caught up like I normally do that you don't understand this truth. I don't want you to see the crooked way. I want you to see the straight way of God. And I want you to make a logical conclusion on today that I'm going to obey God no matter what because I have a sufficient amount of information and I will apply the information that God has given me. I want to get in covenant agreement with God so that me and my seed, according to Psalms 112, me and my seed can be wealthy and wealth and riches will be in our house. Wealth is not consistent of just your money. It's totality. In 3 John 2, the word of God says this, Beloved, my desire above all things is thou, that thou wouldest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. You only prosper relative to the soul realm. Your soul is your mind in God's economical system. Your mind, your soul is your mind, your will, your intellect, your emotion, and your imagination. The Holy Spirit comes into the human heart and he begins the transformation into the human heart where he transforms and renews your mind by the washing and regeneration of the word so that old things pass away. Once God begins to do this work in the human heart, many of us do as Romans 12, 1 and 2 says, sometimes not even knowing that we do it, and we begin to present our body. We say, God, I really want you. So we put our body in a place where we can hear the word of God. So we present our body to God as living sacrifices. God makes our body holy and he accepts it based on what Jesus Christ has done for us. And then he said, this is only our reasonable service. He said, so now that you're saved, don't act like the world anymore. He said, don't be conformed to the world, meaning doing things the way that they do. And he said, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The only way you can live a transformed life is by knowing the word of God. And you have to have the mind of Christ. The Bible says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So for all of those who want wealth, I want to show you the way to get wealth, the way that God wants you to have wealth. Many a times when people hear the word tithe and offering, be honest, how does it make you feel, or how did it used to make you feel? I need some responses. Sister Coco? Sister Coco said it made her feel as though she was just giving money when she came to church before she started learning the truth, that we were just giving to money to our pastors and they just go and do whatever they want to do. Now, I want y'all to be truthful. Some of y'all probably have changed your perspective because you've been here a while, but I want you to tell the truth about how you feel about the tithe and the offering, or how you used to feel about the tithe and offering, so that we can see what the word of God says. Everybody, give your opinion. A minute, you all just give your opinion so we can see what the word of God says.
I didn't want to give my money to the church. I was like, it's a new outfit or some new pair of shoes that I used to always want to buy, because that's how I am.
All right, Brother Dominique said he didn't want to give his money in the church because he said that was a new pair of shoes or a new outfit that he could have bought for himself. Okay.
I just feel like, Lord, the church is talking about money again.
All right, excellent. That's how I used to feel. I used to say, oh, Lord, go to church. All they're going to do is talk about money again. How many times do we talk about money here? Once a year, we do a 4 to 5 week series because I have to teach the whole word. Sister Melquita? Oh, okay, brother.
I just like to say, the only thing that makes me feel bad about giving money to churches when I don't have it.
It's when you don't have it, okay? That's an excellent thing. I'm glad you said that today. I am so glad you said that. Because God wants you to always have. And today, for anybody who does not have a seed in the form of money, I will be providing you with a seed, because I'm going to show you how this principle works, and according to your faith, be it unto you. What you all have to understand about God, so many people, when they get saved, you know what they really think about God? They just think things might happen and they might not happen. If that's the case, I would not serve God. Because I have to serve a God of faith. If the word of God was not true, I'm going to go to hell first class. I don't have time to play games. But one day I found a key scripture in the word of God, and I'm going to let you get their feedback on this. In Psalms 119 and 89, and I found something that helped me to stop being wishy-washy, up and down, and indifference to the word of God. Psalms 119 and 89 says this: forever, O God, your word is already settled. It's established in the heavens. So God showed me that there's a kingdom reign in the heavens where God has an order that the earth rejected because Adam and Eve failed, committed high treason, and gave the world that God had created them to have dominion over, to occupy, name and claim and call whatever they wanted it to, whatever they wanted it to be. It should have been that, like Adam and Eve when they named the animals. But because they did not believe God's word, which was established in order, Satan had free reign into the earth realm until Jesus came. And when Jesus came, he set the order again with the word, because the word became flesh and he dwelt among us. And we beheld him as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So God is saying, I'm giving the world one more time, because I created man, because I love them, I want them to get in agreement with my established order. You won't be in the earth forever. What God is saying is you're preparing for the new heaven and the new earth wherein dwells righteousness. And how can you do that? You can do that by being a wise steward over your time, your talents, and your finances, and falling in love with God, loving him with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength, and your neighbor as yourself. God just don't want your money. He wants you, but where a man's treasure is, that's where his heart will be. If some of you who came in here today might not have a penny, but this church got lights on because somebody else had some money, and they paid some of their pennies. Amen? And when you get an engrafted word, which is really able to change your soul, because it's been liberally given to you, and you find out, hey, like I did when I was a little bitty girl and I went into church 6 years old and I got saved, them deacons, those people in the church, they were given, and it was a church there where I heard the engrafted word of God. It saved my soul. It changed my life. Yes, I got back off track because nobody was teaching me the word of God like I'm teaching you. And I had my baby when I was 16 years old. She's not a mistake. The mistake was that I wasn't married, because nobody ever told me marriage was honorable and fair and defiled. I felt like if you felt like doing, you bump and grind and do what you want to do, because that was love. And so I got my baby. My baby was a gift from God. She wasn't a mistake. Amen. But it was outside of the will of God, because nobody had taught me the will of God. I just thought I was supposed to be saved and die and go to heaven and do whatever I wanted to. I didn't know God wanted to transform and renew my mind. I didn't know that God had an established order, that this is not a maybe this will happen, maybe that God has an order that he has already established and he wants me to walk in as he prepares me for eternity. Amen. Amen. I did not know that, but somebody was given when I came. Now I am a giver, and I'm going to prove everything that I say to you all from the word of God. I give on purpose, with the purpose, and for a purpose. Amen. And I thank God, because like the Coco said, a lot of times people feel like the pastor going to take your money. God set me and my husband a prop, and I didn't even know why he was doing it. We had everything that we have before we ever had a church. So nobody could ever say that. Then I brought people to my house. A lot of y'all don't even know why y'all came. Y'all thought I came just to show y'all something. I came because I needed a witness. The Bible says, let every word be established in the mouth of two or three witnesses. Those of you who come to my house, you know that I already had my stuff before I came here, amen? So you can never say I'm doing this for filthy lucre. And you can never ever say that your money caused me to get the wealth I have. Now, the reason I'm saying all this, everything I'm saying to you, I'm going to prove everything I just said from the Bible. Every single thing that I just said, I'm going to prove it from the Bible. The reason I didn't want to give, because preachers didn't tell me, why should I bring my money and give? Why? Did God say that, or are you just saying that? Are you pimping God and prostituting Jesus and trying to play me? Yeah, if you're not giving me a right word, because the Bible says a lot of the priests in the Old Testament were under a curse, because they were saying whatever the people wanted to hear to get the people to do what they wanted them to do instead of what God said he wanted them to do according to his word. Amen. So I'm going to show you all a principle in the word of today where it's not equal giving, it's equal sacrificing, and why God says the tithe. Have you ever wondered, though, why God says the tithe? You told me why you don't want to give. Have you ever wondered, why did God say tithe and offer? Have anybody ever wondered that? Do you know why God said bring the tithe off? You can't answer, Minister Melvin. You're a minister. You're the assistant pastor of this church. I'm talking to the ones in the pew. Now, let me hear a few more why they didn't want to get their tithe, and we're going to get right off into the word of God, because we have a lot of scripture. I don't want to preach, teach, and do those exhortations like I just did. I want to give you the word so that you can solidify whether it's crooked or straight. Okay?
I just don't want to hear about myself.
That's good. Okay.
Secondly, I was giving and I wasn't giving.
Okay, she said she didn't want to give because of selfishness. She wanted her own stuff. And she said, I felt like I was giving and I didn't get nothing. Well, did you understand why you were giving? What was your purpose? You didn't understand the purpose in giving. Okay?
I was giving because I was always had this fear about the word of God. He said, give. I just gave what he asked me to give. But I had a problem with giving those extra monies when I went to churches because they seemed like they were begging or greedy or something. I don't know. I didn't understand it. But they, you know, they went above. If you got a couple of more dollars, we need this for this. Sound like an auction.
Like,
so I had a problem with that.
I had a problem with that. Dig deep in your pocket. That ain't of God.
But I had a problem with that.
Okay, we'll never pimp God and prostitute Jesus and come in here. Anybody else?
Me, myself, I had an understanding. I had a misunderstanding. I wanted to give, but I want to give where I wanted to give.
That's
didn't give on the right soil. I like giving like to people that were homeless or something, and it wasn't the right way.
And then when you give seeds, see what we don't really understand before today, they said that we don't understand that our time, our talents, and our finances are all seeds. And when you plant a seed, have you ever planted a seed and not expected a harvest? So many people, even with the Lord, they say, I just love the Lord, and I just give. I don't want him to give me nothing. That's ignorant. No farmer ever plants a seed without wanting to harvest. Amen? And you always want God to give back in your life so that you can give. He provides seed for the what? Sower. So a lot of time when you give to people that are outside of the ark of Satan, don't get me wrong, because I give to a lot of people outside of the building. Many of you all know me. But you don't know if you're giving to a child molester, a murderer. If this person is not trying to get out from the God's face, you've sucked on ground that's counterproductive. You've given that that's holy to dog, and you cast your pearls before swine because they take it back into the sin that they were living in. But at certain times, God will allow us to still give to them to show his love, because I do it often. Okay? But we want to do everything we do, and the Bible says, all you're getting to get an understanding. Sister Day Day?
I just wanted to give to look good.
Oh, that's a good one. Ooh, Lord. Uh-oh, y'all. Wait a minute. Somebody's soul's been stepped up. They say she would give, but she wants to give just to look good. Ooh, out of the mouth of babe. Now that was deep. And I'm feeling kind of funny. Lord, is something going on with me showing out of stuff? Ooh, am I getting a conviction? Ooh, Day, you get out of here. No, I'm just playing. Lord, but I have to use my life as an example to show you all how this works in the earth realm, just like if any of the other ministers was up. Whatever example in your life that has shown the manifested reality of this word being true, we have to show it. Okay, next, and then that's going to be, okay, we got two out-of-time members, Sister Lydia, Sharita, and okay, who you got the mic? Okay, Brother Kevin. And then we're going to take these last two. Go on and say what you got to say.
Yeah, you have one more back here.
Pardon me?
You have one more right here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sister Maddie.
When I had money, I would give the least that I could give.
Oh, Lord, these children, good. She said, when I have money, I make sure I always get the least I can give. Oh, there's some good stuff, Brother Kevin. Sister Lisa at the back. Not this Lisa, that's Sister Lisa. Oh, and I'm glad y'all been honest. Some of this stuff I didn't even think about.
I was going to church, and they was pressing out the offering 3 and 4 times at a time. And I said, what kind
of this? Okay, Sister Lisa say, I went to church, they passed around them offering 3 and 4 times. She tell me, what kind of stuff is this? Okay.
When I was giving, I never really had a problem with giving. It was just, I would just want to give off a little money. When it was over $100, I didn't want to give more. But I had to learn that it was the same giving.
Amen. Now that's good. Sister Rito saying, now listen to this, because that's a very important point. She said that when she wanted to give like a little money, but if it went over $100, she didn't want to give. But see, what people didn't understand, and she understands it now, when God is working in your life and he said provide seed for the sower, and you're going to see from the scriptures we read today, and we're going to try to go through them real quick, because I got a lot of scripture to give y'all so that it can make sense. God had begun to increase her more and more, so the tithe that used to be $10 off $100, now you got $1,000, so that means what? And what we don't understand, we get it mixed up because we made it with $100 and gave a $10,000 tithe. Now we got $1,000, and we're looking at increments instead of the God who gave us that. Do y'all get that? But when you don't understand, you have to go back into the word. Don't let now preach. Even me standing here make you do anything, and all you're getting, get an understanding. Anything that's not a faith is sin. If you're not doing this in faith because you believe this is what the word says, this is what God would have you to do, I'm going to tell you today, I'm not going to tell you to go against the word of God. I'm going to tell you, don't do what I say. Do what the word of God says when the Holy Spirit gives you a conviction, okay? And let me tell you why I can say this, because this church does real well. We have some of the best tithers and givers, what they always say. Each church and churches, they only have 20% of tithes. That's a lot, over 75% of this house tithes. Do you hear me? Even look here. And I don't say that boasting. I say it because we preach and teach the word of God. I don't need your money. If you weren't here today, how would we make it? We would have still been made. I don't even know if I'm going to come here on no Sunday. But I have to teach the word, because if you come and you fall on that Sunday, trust me, it's the word that God needs you to hear. Yeah, yeah. Amen? Because I didn't even know you were coming. Okay? And God is trying to get us into an economical situation where we can be. I mean, I don't want to use all the examples again about how I won a house in the last famine in 1988, which I did. I won a house, and they were saying everything was going down, and then HUD created a program. I had given, it was given unto me. I didn't gave all that. Y'all have to get the tapes for all that. Today, I want to give you some structured doctrine of truth from the word of God. So who else?
The reason why I was really didn't want to give is because the churches that I went to, I just didn't see the growth in my seed that I was given. I didn't see it going anywhere.
Okay, she said the reason she didn't want to give, she didn't see her seed really producing anything, what was changing, what was going on. In a year and a half, we're going to get a freestanding building, so you'll know where a lot of your money going. And then we know the bills we pay. Me and Elder let the leadership know when we come together exactly what we pay. We know what we're paying, $3,000 and something. Everybody know exactly what we're doing. And if you ever need to know, because you're a member here, we don't have any problem telling you. Amen? All right.
At one point, I can remember not wanting to give when I would see the pastors of the upper echelon people with all their
everybody
stuff.
Everybody blessed
and
you. Right,
and then you don't have anything, or you had a need, and they wouldn't want to give me.
Has anybody ever in this church that you are tithing a giver? Have you ever come to us and we didn't help you? Have anybody in this church ever had a need and you are tithing a giver and we did help you? Raise your hands all over the building. Thank you.
Mine was like, because like when I see people around me prosper or whatever, it made me do it. And I remember one time I was at another church and the man was like, and it stuck to me. He was like, you can't give a McDonald's seed and expect a Papa Do's meal.
That's good.
And
it really
made sense. You
y'all
can't
heard
put,
that, didn't you?
You can't put a dollar or whatever. I mean, of course, you're supposed to put in there what you can.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you're not saying to go broke, but at the same time, you know, if you have it, put it in there. And if you sent over there and you have a lot, but you're putting in, you know, dollar cheeseburgers, then don't
tip
expect
it instead of time.
Right, yeah, don't expect
don't be a
Papa Do's meal.
Exactly. Okay. All right, now we've gotten a lot of, okay, we got one more brother, Kenna.
I didn't want to give money because I want to save my money and buy stuff for myself.
All right, he said he didn't want to give his money because he wanted to save money and buy for himself. Sister Lydia? Now she drive a long way to bring us these.
I was just going to say that I used to always want to give from Madeira store teaching us when we were young.
Our grandmother.
But I used to sit there and I used to think, well, Lord, you know I need to pay this bill, and I don't have the money. Mm-hmm. So he'll understand. He'll bless me, even though I don't give it to him. I go ahead and pay the bill. But in the long run, I see that didn't work like that.
Amen.
So I was getting farther and farther behind. But then when I started getting back on track on my giving, Lord brought me up to speed.
Amen, amen, because she began to operate by faith. Yeah. Now, we're going to go to the Word of God today, and there are several reasons that you give. First of all, you give to make sure the kingdom needs are met. Go with me to Deuteronomy 8 and 18 right quick, and let me show you why God will give you wealth. Sometimes people say that, you know what, it makes me feel bad that I don't have to give. But be honest, I want everybody to look at me before we read this scripture. How many of y'all know it's been time you didn't have a lot of money and you weren't studying God and didn't want to give him nothing? And then a lot of time you come back to the church and you feel convicted, and I'm not saying this in a bad way, then you say, I want to give, but I don't have nothing to give. Well, God will again provide seed for the soul when you get in covenant agreement with him. He doesn't want you struggling, and he does not want you living under the curse. But I'm going to read directly from the Bible, and you have to make an intelligent choice whether or not faith is released into the atmosphere in your heart to believe God or not. Nobody can make, and that don't mean you can't be a member of this church if you don't give us up. That's between you and God. Faith is released into everybody's life at different times and seasons. But listen to what the Word of God says. Are you at Deuteronomy 8 and 18? The Bible says, and you shall remember the Lord your God. For it is he who gives you the power to do what? To do what? Now, then he's going to tell you the reason that he gives you wealth. See, when you get wealth your own way and do what you want to with it, it's not going to last. Or there will be no joy and no peace with it, and there will be no purpose behind it. That's why the Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. But it's really saying the love of money is the root of everything that will produce evil in your life. And the Bible says many have pierced themselves asunder with many sorrows thereby, because they went about establishing their own rights, and they did not remember the Lord their God, who had given them the power to get wealth. And then they end up getting this money, and they were still empty and longing in the inside, because they had not fulfilled the purpose in which God had given them the money. If you don't know the true purpose of a thing, destruction is inevitable. Amen. So it says, and you shall remember, say, I'm going to remember the Lord my God, because it is he who gives me the power to get wealth, so that I can establish his covenant, his word, his will, his way in the earth realm. Now, let me tell y'all something that Minister Renee would have me to share with y'all today. Minister Renee wants us to pray for her. Y'all know that she's an intercessor and a giver, and she just loves God. Her son is in the Marines of the Army, in the Navy. He had bought a gun. Did he buy a gun? And him and his friend, I don't know if they were playing with the gun or whatever, and he was in good standing in the Marines and everything. Other things happened, but we won't even deal with that. And so they had the gun going back and forth, and they shot the gun, and it went off and it killed somebody. And now they have him in military. Oh, he's not dead. Okay, so he's in custody right now. Now I want you all to be praying for Minister Renee, because Renee has already did certain things in the earth realm. She wants her children saved. She wants them delivered and set free. Now you're going to say, why in the world would you bring this up in the middle of this? A person who had never thought about God at any time in their life, when situations like this come up, who are they going to think about? And if they scrapped and don't have any cash or anything else, they're going to run to the nearest what? Church, so they can hear the word of God. Well, if people have not already given to establish that church, there would not be food and meat in God's house for them to be able to come and receive and grasp the word of God, which is able to save their soul when they get here. So see, God gives you a money on purpose and with the purpose, because he wants you to establish his covenant in the earth realm. So he said, do not forget, when I give you this money, I don't want all of it, but it belongs to me. You belong to me. He says, so do not forget me. I give you this money so that you can establish my covenant in the earth realm. But a lot of times people don't even understand what it means to establish God's covenant. Because I see Brittany that came to figure out what I'm saying. Brittany just, hey. Gina. I'm sorry, Brittany. Brittany said, don't call me. I passed. I went on the other side of the trip trying to bring her back in. So let's read again. And you should remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the power. He gives you the what? The power. He gives you the ability. You ain't nutty and crazy and on a sick bed and dead. He gives you the power to get what? Now, why does he give you the power to get wealth? For what? Is God telling you, bring all your money and just give it to the church? No. He has a set part that he has set up for you to do what he wants you to do. Why? Because he has an established order. Psalms 119 and 89, I'll say it over and over. Forever, O God, your word is already established in the heavenly. He has a kingdom established in the heavenly, or what he wants to implement in the earth realm, because in heaven ain't nothing going to be going on but the word of God and